Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Tuesday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. Many of the topics we talk about are at a very high level, and some are very tactical, day-to-day, for process managers, for mid-level managers trying to get the most from their work. And so today I want to talk to those of you in tactical situations or even at a leadership role on how can we do things better. So here are a series of questions. Do stakeholders understand your processes? So if we use the example of asset management, there are many processes that make up asset management. There are many processes that make up your CMDB. Many processes that make up your change management or incident management. So do stakeholders understand your processes? You could take it up a level and say from a service management organization leadership, do your stakeholders understand all your change, your incident, all that? Another question, do you hold regular meetings, open meetings to help them understand? So do you have lunch and learns, Q&A? One of the things I did early in my career that I think was very effective, whenever we would have a new initiative come through where we were changing processes, I would open the calendar Friday afternoons, Friday mornings for an hour, and let anyone who had a question drop in, ask their question. And it allowed me two things that most people crave. It allowed me to not be bogged down in the day-to-day, well, I'm there and somebody asks a question that's out of left field. Hey, why do you do this? Why do you do that? I would point to that Friday meeting and say, hey, come join us. Let's talk about it there where we have more time. So I freed myself from distractions. It also allowed a forum, an open forum, where everybody felt like their voice was heard. Those two things are very key. But these are geared to stakeholders to help them effectively leverage our processes. Another question, are your process documents current and publicly available? Do you publish them? And are they current, up to date? I know many places where their documentation and how the processes run are different. How about, do you widely publish metrics? And the point of this conversation is that process adoption and adherence, they are tied to understanding. You cannot ask somebody to adhere to something they don't understand. You can't ask someone to adopt something that they do not understand. We need to have open communication, open forums for discussion. We need to make sure that everybody is on the same page. How does your organization address this? I'd love to hear from you. Also, one thing I've learned, I didn't know it exists, but wherever you're listening to this, subscribe and you will get the 4 podcasts a week pop up in your queue. Lastly, please follow our LinkedIn company page at Service Management Leadership as we close in on 5,000 followers, which is hard to believe. So we just started that page a couple years ago, right at the beginning of the pandemic, and it's great to see it grow. It's great to see it an audience emerge from that. And so thank you for being part of it. And I hope you have an awesome Tuesday. And thank you once again. Bye.